It's the Big 550 KTRS. Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, Ian Geis, all here to get your weekend rolling with your participation, because it's time to play the Harris Challenge, and we can't do that unless we get five contestants on the phone right now who have not played in the last 60 days. You can get in on your smartphone at star KTRS, or you can call 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. As I mentioned, as long as you haven't been on in the last couple of months, you are welcome to get in here today. My wife and I are going to the Fox tonight to go see The Illusionists. I don't know much about the show other than it's seven magicians, and because they're on stage at the Fox, I'm guessing not a lot of close-up. It's probably going to be all big stage illusion, and I'm looking forward to that. Last weekend, we went to the Helium Comedy Club on Friday night and saw a comedian by the name of Dana Gould, who I've known of for more than 20 years, hysterically funny. He was great. I have not seen him doing stand-up since the 90s, and man, he was good. I was kind of disappointed that the place was not full. I don't even think it was half full for Dana Gould in the early show last Friday. That's a great room, by the way, if you haven't been there, to see stand-up comedy. You know, the Funny Bone here at Westport is a good place, and Helium, which is really their competitor, over by the Galleria. Terrific room for comedy, and I appreciate the people there and the comedians that they bring in. Then Saturday night, we went to see Paula Poundstone. I think it's the third time we've seen her in 5 years, and here's somebody who just delivers all the time. Difference between her and Dana Gould: Dana Gould goes and tours, and he does maybe 70 minutes on stage, but he's preceded by two other comedians. One guy's the, quote, MC, who does 10 minutes. This is how all comedy clubs work. They do 10 minutes, and then they bring in the featured act, who does 20 or 30 minutes, and then the headliner, Dana Gould or whoever, comes out and does their stuff. Paula Poundstone, she works not in a comedy club, but at the Sheldon, where the people who are there to see her. There are no opening acts. Show's supposed to start at 8 o'clock, 8:01. She walks out, boom, we go. And she goes, this time was actually short. She only did an hour 40. We've seen her do over two hours with interaction with the audience. She's just phenomenal. So longtime fan of hers and lots of other stand-up comedians. And looking forward to going back to both of those places very, very soon. All right, let's play the Harris Challenge now. Dan, I'm 100% sure that you did not spell the first person's name correctly.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to assume it's Daryl.
Yes, it is.
Is that correct? Is that how we pronounce your name, Daryl?
Yes. It is Daryl or Darrell. It depends where I'm at.
Okay.
But the E is right next to the R on the keyboard. That's whenever I see a misspelling, I usually see, is it justified? Is the key, is it close enough to the letter they were trying to hit?
Yeah, because Dan is spelled it D-A-E-E.
Yeah.
Y-L.
That's a new one for me, yeah.
But that's new for me, too.
Do you prefer Daryl or Darrell, or what do you want?
Daryl, fine.
All right, well, welcome to the show, Daryl. I've wasted your time here because you get the chance to exploit the public airwaves with your own personal gain with the five-second cheap plug opportunity. What do you want to do?
Oh, I'd like to say go Cubs this weekend.
Okay.
Oh!
Thanks for playing, Daryl. It's been nice having you on the show.
I got shut out. Yeah.
Let me turn on the
category is five cardinals, the greatest cardinals in history.
I was about to turn on the semi-random category computer, but I can't do that yet because first we have to tell you what you're playing for, and here to do that is, if he were spelling it, would be the Prues Man.
Yes. Right, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Or D-Nuts.
Or D-Nuts. Two locations in Florescence or Cottleville.
Yes.
We have
Cottleville.
We have Peroni's Pizzeria gift card. And they also have two locations, one in Florescence and one at St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Or you may pick a pair of tickets to see Killer Queen. It's a tribute to the music of Queen, and that is happening Saturday, July 15th at the Family Arena. Tickets are available now. You can go to familyarena.com for that.
If you get all the questions right in your category, Daryl, you and all of our contestants will get a bonus prize, or two, in fact.
That's right. We'll throw in a gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candice's offers dine-in, carry-out, and catering, and pizza delivery. Go to candice's.net. Also, we'll throw in a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow.
You know, eventually we're going to get to a point where the temperature is right for this commercial.
Yeah. Yes.
Because it's going to be so hot outside, people are going to want to have one of these portable pillow fans or the fan-cooled chair that they also sell at BreezyBuddy.com. Yes. And as we've mentioned in the past, perfect for women going through the change.
Yes.
And I don't mean they keep dropping their quarters, dimes, and nickels.
No. And it doesn't matter because even in the wintertime, they get hot.
Yeah, they do.
Sweaty, so
yeah, if you know a woman with a hot flash,
get out your Breezy Buddy pillow.
There you go. BreezyBuddy.com is the website. All right, Daryl, let me turn on the semi-random category computer now. And you choose the category that you want to take a shot at, led, of course, by our most topical category. Have you been paying attention? Or, because the Cardinals and the Cubs will play Sunday night on ESPN for opening day 2017, we have a category called Multiple Choice Opening Day. Or, our third movie is Scarlett Johansson Movies. Which one would you like?
I think I've been paying attention, so I'll try that.
Well, you're going to get a chance to prove it now, Daryl. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which NFL team announced this week it will move to Las Vegas after a new stadium is built for them there?
The Raiders.
Correct. What is the name of Britain's prime minister who this week signed the letter that begins the UK's departure from the European Union?
Oh, pass.
Which phone manufacturer is trying to rebound from sales hurt by one of its earlier models catching fire by releasing its new Galaxy S8 this week?
Samsung?
Correct. Which fast food chain announced this week that starting next year, some of its hamburgers will be made from fresh, not frozen, beef?
McDonald's.
That's correct. This week, 404 people in Toronto set a world record by dressing up simultaneously as whom? Donald Trump, Albert Einstein, or Groucho Marx?
What city was it?
Toronto.
Groucho Marx.
Albert Einstein. We need the name of Britain's prime minister who signed that Brexit letter this week.
Cameron, but I think it's wrong.
He was the prime minister before Brexit, but the new prime minister, the current one, is Theresa May. And by the way, McDonald's says they're going to start the fresh beef thing with the quarter pounder next year and then see how that goes. Won't affect the Big Mac. That'll still be your two frozen slabs of meat with the special sauce, et cetera. So you got the Raiders. You got the Raiders for one, Samsung for three, and McDonald's for four more. A total of eight. That's right above the winning threshold, Daryl. So congratulations.
I squeaked by. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you, and have a great weekend. Here's our second contestant. Hi, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You want to plug something?
I just want you to have fun tonight at the Fox. It's one of my favorite places.
Okay.
You deserve a break.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I'm exhausted after my one day of work. which category would you like? Multiple choice opening day, Scarlett Johansson movies, or International Pillow Fight Day?
Let's do the Cardinal and Cub thing.
I didn't say it was the Cardinals and the Cubs. I said it was multiple choice opening day.
Yeah, let's go with that.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Chris. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the first president to throw out the first ball on opening day? Woodrow Wilson, William Howard Taft, or Harry Truman?
Taft.
Taft is right. Which of these has never been the Cardinals' starting pitcher on opening day? Adam Wainwright, Kyle Losey, or Lance Lynn?
Lance Lynn.
Correct. In what year did Jackie Robinson become the first African-American to play Major League Baseball on opening day? 1947, 49, or 51?
Pass on that right now.
The Cardinals haven't opened the season against a non-Central Division team since 2011. Which NL West team did they play first that year? The Dodgers, the Giants, or the Padres?
2011, you said?
Yeah.
Let's go with the Dodgers.
Padres. Donald Trump will be the first president in more than three decades to not throw out the first ball on opening day. Who was the last one? Ford, Carter, or Johnson?
Ford.
James Earl Carter did not throw out the first ball on opening day. He later did for the World Series.
Oh, man, I laid an egg, didn't I?
Well, by the way, Jackie Robinson, 1947 was the year he broke into the majors. You got yourself 1 point for Taft and 2 points for Lance Lynn, but that's only three, and so, yes, you do get to be punished. I was going to use the greatest take me out to the ball game of all time from Ozzy Osbourne, which has been kind of a tradition on opening day weekend for punishment music in the past. But this week, seven different people emailed me a link to an audio of our current president singing the song during the seventh inning stretch. This is back in 2000 when he wasn't the president at Wrigley Field.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the ground. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if
can you hear the booing? Thank you to Jerry, who sent me a link not just to that, but also to Hillary Clinton doing the same, which we would have used if she had become president.
Oh, man.
But the funny thing about that is he's there with Melania. I've seen the video. He never puts the microphone anywhere close to her. They're both reading it off a piece of paper, which they give them in the broadcast booth there at Wrigley Field. They do it for everybody, but she's looking down and reading it. He's looking down and reading it. He won't give her a chance to utter a syllable into that microphone. It's all totally about him.
She's singing?
Yes.
Oh, so she's singing, too.
But we have no idea what she sounds like. Kind of like his first lady. Chris, I'm sorry you had to hear that. I hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's our third contestant. Hi, Cortland.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
If you're looking for a wedding officiant, look for Blessed Beginnings on Facebook.
Wedding officiant. I like that. Which category would you like? Scarlett Johansson movies, International Pillow Fight Day, or Open Questions? It's not opening day, but it's Open Questions. Which one would you like?
Let's go with Open Questions.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Cortland, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who starred in and directed the 2003 movie Open Range? Kevin Costner, Clint Eastwood, or Jackie Chan?
Eastwood.
Costner. Which classic rock band had a number two hit in 1982 called Open Arms?
Foreigner.
Journey. Which of the four tennis Grand Slam events does not have the word open in its title?
Wimbledon.
Correct. Which comedian once starred on a 1989 sitcom called Open House? Bill Maher, Ellen DeGeneres, or Louis Anderson?
Bill Maher?
It was Ellen. In the story Alibaba and the 40 Thieves, what does the phrase open sesame open?
Treasure cave.
It is the mouth of a cave that the thieves have hidden their fortune in. I'm going to give you the 5 points for Treasure Cave, and that plus three for Wimbledon makes you a winner. Cortland, congratulations.
Woo-hoo. Thank God I have listened to Trump again. that was hard
yep.
to listen to.
It's up there with the Aussie. Absolutely. Oh. I'm glad you won, Cortland. Congratulations. Hang on. Dan will tell you about your prizes while I move on to our fourth contestant. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Good. Plug something.
Well, one guy said go Cubs. Let's say go Cards.
Okay, that works. Two categories left, Scarlett Johansson movies or International Pillow Fight Day?
Let's go with Scarlett Johansson.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Mark, let's play the Harris Challenge. When Scarlett appeared in the 2012 movie Hitchcock, which of the director's blonde stars did she portray?
Tippi Hedren.
Janet Leigh. What's the name of the superhero Scarlett has played in at least 5 Marvel comic book movies?
Black Widow.
Correct. In what 2013 movie did Scarlett play the voice of a computer operating system who converses with Joaquin Phoenix?
Tap.
In what 2003 movie based in Tokyo did Scarlett co-star with Bill Murray?
Lost in Translation.
Correct. Which of these Woody Allen movies did Scarlett not appear in? Midnight in Paris, Vicky Cristina Barcelona, or Match Point?
Match Point?
No, she was in that. She was not in Midnight in Paris. We need the Scarlett Johansson Joaquin Phoenix movie, where she's the voice of the operating system.
Her? Is that what it is?
That is the correct answer. It is her.
Yeah.
And with that, you got the win with 2 plus 3 plus 4, a total of 9 points, Mark. Nicely done.
Woohoo!
Congratulations. Hang on for Dan while I bring in our final contestant for today. Hello, Brian.
Yeah, hi. How you doing, Paul?
Good. You want to plug something?
How about a happy Friday to everybody?
Okay. The category is International Pillow Fight Day, which is tomorrow. I don't know who decided that it was on April Fool's Day every year. I do know there's an event in Tower Grove Park tomorrow at 2 in the afternoon. I guess it's a BYOP. I don't know. But
yeah, this sounds like a tough category.
Well, let's see. 60 seconds on the clock, Brian. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what city is the tradition of hotels putting chocolate on your pillow said to have begun in the early 50s? St. Louis, Geneva, or London?
Geneva.
St. Louis. In what country did a man fall in love with and marry a life-size pillow with a cartoon character named Fate Testarossa on it in 2010? Japan, Korea, or the U.S.?
I'm going to have to say Japan.
Korea. According to legend, England's King Henry VIII once banned pillows for everyone except royalty, knights, or pregnant women.
Royalty.
Pregnant women. Why did many Romans supposedly sleep on pillows filled with saffron? To avoid a hangover, for fertility, or so they wouldn't have to bathe?
Fertility.
Hangover. Which of these does not appear in the 1959 movie Pillow Talk? Doris Day, Tony Randall, or Clark Gable?
Tony Randall.
The movie stars Rock Hudson, Doris Day, and Tony Randall. Clark Gable was the answer we were looking for there, Brian.
I got a clean sweep, right?
Well, the opposite of a clean sweep, a goose egg. And by the way, just one last thing, that tradition of hotels putting chocolate on your pillow started because of Cary Grant being here in St. Louis in the 1950s, where he was having an affair with somebody at the old Mayfair Hotel, which is now the Magnolia Hotel down on 8th Street. He asked them to put chocolate as a kind of Hansel and Gretel trail up to the bed, and the chocolate ending on the pillow. And after that, the hotel started doing it as a tradition, which has gone on and off for over 60 years now. So there's a little hotel tradition for you. The bad news is, Brian, with the goose egg on the scoreboard, Donald Trump has to punish you.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never come back.
Cubs fans put up with no politicians. You listen to any politician singing this song up there, and they're all booing.
Or it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old game.
What's interesting is in 2000, when that was recorded, Donald Trump wasn't a politician yet. He was just a guy people hated.
They found other reasons to hate him.
Oh.
All right. Well, thanks for giving me a chance.
You're welcome, Brian. Have a great weekend. Thanks for playing the Harris Challenge. We do it every Friday about a quarter after 5 here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app.